Now, six Kerry businesses recently completed the Food Academy programme. It's something we've spoken about many times here on the show, and it is delivered in conjunction with Bord Bia and the local enterprise offices around the country, and gives early stage food and drink producers an opportunity to get their products on super value shelves. And there are six in Kerry which recently completed the Food Academy programme. They are Blasted Delights, Dingle Sea Salt, Skellig Jam, Kerry Kiffer, Emily's and Marvellous Gastronomy. Well, joining me now is Áine Ní Bhriain of Blasted Delights, whose ginger syrup went through the Food Academy programme. Áine, you're very welcome to the show.
Thanks for having me.
No problem at all. So, Blasted Delights ginger syrup, you have just come through the Food Academy programme, and we'll have a chat about that in a minute. But maybe will you just tell us about the business first of all and what exactly you do?
Yeah, so at Blasted Delights, my business is behind using Peruvian ginger. More specifically, if it's organic, it's better. I'm not currently certified. But yeah, with Peruvian ginger, it's three times as strong than regular ginger, but actually also three times as small when you look at the large Chinese root in the supermarkets. So it was just something with the business that it was an interest of me. I was in a supermarket in Canada when I was living there, and I'm curious about making food. So I saw the crystallized ginger on the shelf. I thought, sure, I'll try to make it. That was back in 2017. And coming into COVID, that's when I was kind of starting on my journey of research, market research with customers. I'd go out with samples and I'd get people's feedback. I was getting, you know, nice and strong flavor. They liked it. You know, a lot of people knew it was good for, say, if you were pregnant and, you know, the benefits that ginger has in general. So, yeah, so I started off making crystallized ginger. And then actually from that, I have a very strong ginger water infusion, which is what it's incorporated into the ginger syrup, which is on the shelves in Super Value in County Kerry at the moment.
Okay. And with the crystallized gingers, that was your first product. What did you see as the main aim for that? Is it to use in other recipes or to use as part of a drink?
Because of the strength of it, and it's quite surprising to people to get their facial surprise at how strong it is. And like even for the little bits that I give out with samples, it's more for the quality. So either snacking on, or I tell customers just to mash some up with a pestle and mortar and add some hot water if you want a nice ginger drink, or else placing it into cooking certainly is a bonus as well. But I think the comfort is in the strength of the ginger. It kind of has a great lingering flavor. So like 10 minutes, you'll still feel it lingering in your mouth. I have it when I'm out hiking, when I'm not feeling well. So it just kind of adds just that bit of a boost. It's because of the better quality, it kind of gives you a better dose of actually vitamin C and iron also.
And you mentioned the syrup there. You went on then to develop the syrup, and you have a number of different kinds of syrup at the moment.
That's correct, yes. So when I make my crystallized ginger, as I was saying, the byproduct of the production was ginger water infusion. So I was like, you know, I want to use this. And I actually did a food course through UCC, the food specialty production course. It's a great course. And from that, I was looking at either maybe using this water, the ginger infused water, maybe as making some form of a vegetarian, vegan friendly jelly, because jellies on most of the shops have your pork gelatin, which is animal derived. So being a vegetarian myself, it's always nice to have something that juicy, you know, like a gummy bear, which I don't tend to get anymore. So the byproduct being the water, making the syrup. So I have a ginger syrup. I have a spiced ginger syrup, which was more of a Christmas. I was looking at seasonal productions as well. And currently also during the summer, I have a ginger and rhubarb. But I think they'll become popular and, you know, people will think, oh, I'd love to have some rhubarb maybe during the winter. So maybe I'll keep those in production and kind of see kind of what feedback I do get. So now, really, as I was saying, the syrup was the byproduct. But actually now my crystallized ginger is the byproduct because the syrups are so diverse for uses. So pancakes, porridge, ice cream, yogurt, make it a summer iced tea, hot chocolate, coffees, you know, replace it for a sweetener. then say the ginger syrup is great as a salad dressing. So anything with carrots and the ginger goes really well. And the spiced ginger syrup actually is great in carrot juice. And then cocktails, whiskies, sparkling water, sparkling wine. So people love that diverse use, which is a great kind of selling point for customers when they're kind of either, if they meet me at any of the supermarkets when I start to do some of taste testings or tastings, and then also at some of the farmers markets that I'm at during the summer.
Okay, and you've also developed some chocolate products as well, incorporating the ginger.
Yeah, exactly. It's just more of a case of trying to add a bit of diversity. Having, say, one product would be hard, you know. It's kind of trying to make a range or a complementary range for people's lifestyles and taste range or balance. The crystallized ginger, as I was saying, is very strong, so it's not everyone's cup of tea. Yeah, the syrups have gone on for that. And then also, it's not really, the crystallized ginger isn't the kid friendly. Some kids are very adventurous and do like it. I have noticed those come to the actual stalls, but mostly it's an adult only, which is a good thing. So the chocolate ones, again, they're just some items that I always either have either on my online website or that also I do at the markets, but I don't really sell them to shops. There isn't a large footfall on them currently. And again, yeah, my ginger syrups are my big push for retail.
Mm-hmm. And with the ginger syrup then, that's the product that you brought through the Super Value Food Academy, which is run with the local enterprise office.
Yeah, certainly. Yeah. So back in August last year is when I started the program. So I was accepted in June and then they kind of prepped us. And then we started in August going through a variety of programs, branding, accounting, just kind of making us better aware of stepping into a larger multinational supermarket scene or shelf space. Meeting the other range of food producers in Kerry in the southwest, we were kind of put into different groups within the program. So we kind of got to know a lot of different new food producers and just great, unique things that, you know, no one else is making, you know. It was exciting, actually, meeting all the inspiring and aspiring different food people, men and women. So it was great.
And as well as networking, you know, meeting other businesses in the food and drink industry, there's a lot of kind of mentoring and a lot of development of your product through the Food Academy program.
Yeah, certainly. We had the aspect of putting our product in through some customer feedback and just kind of getting proper kind of structure maybe on that in regards to taste. I was looking, because I had done my course with UCC, I was on the route of, you know, doing my shelf life, doing my food nutrition, just seeing if, because with food, you have to be careful with food claims. So you have to meet a certain criteria to be actually putting up, you know, that's a source of vitamin C or a high source. So kind of being careful with that. But yeah, it was a kind of various stepping stones that Super Value or any multinational supermarkets would need to do, like premise check and various steps as well. So it's a great kind of learning curve in regards to going on to other large scale shops as well here nationally in Ireland, you know, progressively down the next few years.
Are you working full time on the business?
Yeah, I'm full time on the business. So before I started, I was actually a graphic designer. I've been working in Westport in County Mayo. Before that, I had been working, I was kind of globally working. I was living in Canada for about 2.5 years. And there I was had a diverse range of interests. I was working as an outdoor guide.
Are you running the business out of Glenbey?
Yes, currently, yes, here in Glenbey. Looking to kind of progress out of my current location, just a kind of larger scale. It's small quantity batches that I'm making. It's just being able to make larger batches. It frees up my time to focus on other areas of expanding and getting around to other new retailers in Ireland.
And I know you mentioned, you know, ideally, you know, if you got yourself settled in a new premises, you could kind of maybe do bigger batches and free up your time to work on the business. Mm-hmm. Are there more products that, you know, you have in the pipeline that you'd like to be able to expand into?
I'd like, again, just looking at the complementary flavours of ginger. Maybe like the ideas of a ginger or carrot syrup. I use dates a lot, that which are included in some of my chocolate products. But just kind of maybe push that out a bit and look, maybe when I have the space that I'd be able to look into maybe creating some form of a ginger gummy bear, which I was kind of using, looking at when I was doing my course. I was kind of using kind of gelling agents, so looking at things like agar agar or garam gum. There's a few different things, or carrageenan, which is very obviously local to Ireland, with carrageenan seaweed, being able to kind of incorporate that into, and that could be something where down the line, connecting with Chagas and using kind of labs and some of their food scientists there to be able to develop a product development range.
Lots of ideas in the pipeline, so exciting times. Anya, we are going to have to leave it there, but before we do, I know you have an online presence if people want to check you out.
Yeah, and you'll find me my website, blossofdelights.ie. Blossof the Delights is my social handle, Facebook and Instagram.
Thanks so much for joining me. Congratulations again on getting through the Food Academy program and being on the shelves of Super Value. And look, I'm sure we'll catch up down the line.
Thank you very much, Mary. Appreciate it.
Anya Nevering there of Blossof the Delights in Glenbey, one of the six Kerry businesses to recently complete the Food Academy program.